So, welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. This is session 15. I'm reviewing some of the things that God did in 2020, some of the things in my journals, in fact, just sharing my journals, really, in terms of experiencing the things that God did, preparing for this shift and everything that this means for going forward, that we need to embrace the reality of the changes and the shift that's taken place to change the global landscape, to begin to operate in a different way in sonship as we go forward. So 5th of August, again, encountering the Father. Father said, come, walk with me. We entered the dark cloud of mystery, and I was amazed by what I saw. Remember, that's the place that I've been engaging with the different angelic beings and the different fallen ones, and those that have been restored, and I was just amazed. The realm was filled with light and life. There was so much frequency and love being displayed by the restored angels. The luminosity and manifold colors of the restored ones was like an amazing cosmic firework display. I mean, it was just awesome. The restored beauty was just so wonderful to behold. The interaction with the Father, other angels, was so touching to see. I was really undone, deeply moved by it all. It was such a beautiful thing. And then they spoke and they said, we've been here following up all you have done and amplifying the frequency of your love. You have been here continually with us. Now, I'm aware that you can be in multi dimensions, and I am aware that I can do that, but I'm not always aware cognitively of what I've done unless I engage it in a cognitive way. And this I hadn't been, although I was aware that I was engaged in that place. And they continue to say, and there are multitudes of fallen ones who have returned and have been restored. Because this, if you're there, there's an ongoing process. More are returning by the second, and there is a momentum that cannot be stopped. We have a strategy for their deployment as the ordinances of heaven to support the Joshua generation in their mandate for the harvest. The light is going to shine so brightly that the frequency of the whole earth will be raised to awakening levels of illumination, and the world desperately needs an awakening of global consciousness to the reality of God's love and limitless grace and mercy. The whole scene filled me with thanksgiving and gratitude. It was a joyous celebration of restoration, the thing which really floats my boat. I mean, it's just so amazing to see restored beings. I felt the overwhelming love of the oracles of the Father's heart, and it inspired me to press on and to continue with this whole process. In subsequent encounters, I've been practicing retaining all the information and experience gained in multidimensional encounters, and also in a quantum moment of expanded time. And what I've been realizing is that these dimensions operate differently in terms of time, but there's also a sense where you need to do something in a moment that is like expanded that moment, because all time exists in that moment. So different dimensional realms operate at different time scales, depending on the speed of creative light that exists in that realm. This is what I've experienced. So being in the realm of perfection, an hour could be a year, for example. Retaining the information of experiences requires an expanded consciousness. You can't just contain it within our present thinking. Our mind has to be expanded to the mind of Christ. The realm of the kingdom of God is the closest that creative light exists in relationship to created light. Therefore, quantum moment expansion is necessary there. For all the stuff I've been doing, and sometimes it's felt like this would take months to fulfill this quest, to fulfill this mission. And in future sessions, I will share some of the things that the Father's revealed about that whole process. But I was just exploring it at this point. And when, you know, in that quanta, that package of time, all time exists potentially. Therefore, you can see a month within a moment. And it's like almost like when you had video recorders, and now we've got, you know, sort of streaming boxes and things, you can fast forward 60 times, and they whiz to the next thing, and then you can rewind, and it's like in that quantum moment you fast forward a month and then you rewind a month in that moment. And therefore, if you, when I first did it, I fast forwarded the month, but I didn't realize you could rewind the month and therefore retain the information. It was just like, whoa, it was over. And I knew I'd done something and I knew I'd completed something, but I didn't actually have the memory or the experience. But now I've been learning to try and to do that. That's some of the process. And on the 5th of August, I went into a restoration government engagement with seven of us. And went into the court of the Council of the Fathers, and the 24 elders representing one new man in Christ, they were seated in a semicircle. The Father, Jesus, and the Spirit were standing in the middle with us, and they gave me a scroll for the group. And there was a mandate for the union to bridge the divides that exist in our reality. We're authorized to bridge divides between generations, male, female, east, west, north, south, nations, heaven and earth, earth and dimensions, races, color, creeds, language, ideologies. We are authorized and have a mandate to bridge those divides, because it takes something to bridge them and reconcile. Then I saw the great crowd of witnesses. They came one by one, 12 of them, joined the end of the semicircle of the old covenant, Enoch, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Deborah, Samuel, David, Elijah, Esther, Isaiah, Nehemiah, Ezekiel, and finally Abraham, who connected the old and the new. It was beautiful. And then I saw one by one representing the new covenant, John the Baptist, which I thought, oh, was he not the old covenant? But I guess he was in the new covenant bridge. John, Paul, Barnabas, Origen, Athanasius, Julian of Norwich, Teresa of Avila, Jean Lead, Madame Guillaume, William Branham, John Paul Jackson, they completed the circle and we stood in the middle of it. It was an amazing thing. The Father said, your mandate for union authorizes you to unify everything that is divided. And he gave me a new blue light orb that was pulsating and vibrating in my hand. And I was about to speak and my hand went to my mouth, and as I decreed union, a bridge went forth that connected the two sides of the divide, so we could figuratively walk across it. This ability is the power to reconcile the divisions of creation. 6th of August, next day, God said this: Son, do not let disappointment hold you back. Remember that there is no longer any guilt, shame, or condemnation for our children. So receive limitless grace to empower you. And sometimes you have experiences, you look at things, and regret and other things begin to limit you. As we continue to deconstruct and renew your mind and expand your consciousness, so many things will fall away as you become transfigured in light. Many things that seem important or are distractions today will vanish like a vapor as you mature and become who you are. The union of honor that is forming between you will be a model for others and an example of how to walk the journey of discovery together. And it's so important that we do this in oneness of heart, mind, and purpose, and that we honor each other in that union. Do not let the issue of the fallen angelic realms restoration divide you from others. As long as there is no opposition, there can be union. And this is a big issue of conflict. And there are people who I know who just don't get that, and they just don't feel it's right, which is fine. People have their own opinion. And I'm not going to let that hinder relationship. But it would be difficult to have union when we're doing that if someone believes you can't do it. And it depends whether they're agnostic to it and open for the reality that that could happen, or whether they're hard and fast and know this can't happen, which will mean it's difficult to work together in a union. Because you have this issue creating a divide. Now, I believe those divides can be bridged and reconciliation can take place. But I think there needs to be movement for that to happen. Son, always be filled with love and empowered by limitless grace so you can extend the hand of friendship to all. Be at peace with all so you can reach all with love, honor, and respect. So ensure you make forgiveness a priority. Son, be perseverant and persistent and never give up as love wins over all. Now that could mean love wins over all things, or love wins overall in the big scheme of things. And I think both apply there. 10th of August. Son, the truth you seek is to be found in relationship with the truth. You do not need to search for it from others. Now, I have a lot of questions asked about the Kabbalah, Zohar, Jewish mysticism. And people ask because there are people promoting that out there. And I've got no issue if God wants to give revelation through a source. I've received revelation through lots of different sources. Personally, it doesn't really do anything for me, and I don't feel any drawing to it or connection to it. And none of the revelation that I have has come through reading a book or reading any mystic book or Jewish book, because I don't read those sorts of books. I just engage with the Father. But I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying be careful. And this is what the Father said. There is truth within many sources, but there is also dangers and a mixture which can be very seductive and deceptive by preying on ego. And I think you've got to be very careful that we're not buying the whole truth, because it's not all true. Mixing the Kabbalah with the truth will not produce the fruit of the tree of life, even though it claims it to do so, as it is entering through the wrong door. We have warned our children about the consequences of entering through the wrong door. So we've got to be very careful that we come through Jesus, not through any other door. Jesus warned in John about those who try and come in or come in a different way. There are those who cannot filter the truth from the lies, and they are leading many astray. Beware mixture, maintain the purity through relationship, and do not lean to your own understanding. Son, keep coming directly to the source and engage the truth through the actual tree of life, and you will find balance between spirit, soul, and in love. Son, Hebraic thought and Hebrew thought, Greek thought, are both source on the tree of the do-it-yourself tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and not to be trusted. Just because God is not a Hebrew, put it that way, he's God. And the Hebrews were a group of people who were connected with God, and therefore some of their thinking had the hallmarks of God about it. But the system of thought and the system of Greek thought are not coming from God. They're coming from the wrong tree source, so be careful. Seek our thoughts through face-to-face and heart-to-heart encounters with the truth, and you will become pure in heart. And again, relationship is the key here, not just knowledge. Son, there is so much mixture in mysticism that many are drawn from the simplicity of relationship into ritual and protocol. The door is open, the veil has been torn, there is no need to complicate what is simply a choice and intention. Son, the hope of money can seduce people into lowering their guard and becoming susceptible to deception. Not everything that looks righteous is righteous. Be aware and be careful to check everything with us, and do not presume that everything that is similar is right. Son, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to have a true intimate relationship with the Father, so come no other way. And there is no need to come any other way. There are no shortcuts, no other ways to enter in, but through surrender and simple trust. Beware of those who complicate and gnosticize the truth. Son, become more aware of where you are and what you're doing in the multi-dimensions of the spiritual realms. And this is, you know, as I said, I'm trying to learn to become more aware and more connected to it. You will need all of those dimensions active in and through you, focused through the Merkaba and flowing through the gateways of your whole being. Son, our sons need to learn to converge time and the eternal now, as sonship is the convergence that all creation is longing and looking for. Convergence is only possible through intimacy, where resonance takes place through cardiogenosis. Brooding within our heart and speaking with the voice of the sound of many waters will activate creative light energy to form reality aligned with our intentions. And that's a process I've been learning to engage in. The living light grace strings you call quantum lumens will respond to the sound of many waters of the voice of the observer to collapse wave functions to form reality. Son, this is quantum physics 101, I guess, but from a spiritual perspective. Son, learn to brood within the intimacy of our heart and become the voice, an oracle who can legislate reality. As I became still, and you have to be still, be at rest. You can't come with your mind whizzing around. If rest is what brings a focus, an intention. So as I became still, a God thought focused my mind, and my heart began to brood over the frequencies generated by heart coherence of an expanded consciousness. And heart coherence is really, really important. With heart and mind in complete agreement and coherence, not discoherent or discord, but in concordant and in harmony. Technology will become redundant when the heart and mind are converged with the mind of Christ. Sons who are pure of heart will see the possibilities that exist within our heart and choose to only create what they know are our desires. So important that we are flowing out of the heart of God and his desire and purpose. Focus on being joined heart to heart in the deepest intimacy of the cradle of life, so that all you create will be pure and have no mixture. Son, be aware of the mixture of mysticism and focus on the simplicity of being a face-to-face, heart-to-heart, mind-to-mind son. Love is the hallmark of true sonship, not knowledge or power. 11th of August. Son, continue to administrate the shift for global change and transformation to reveal our true nature to those who are lost. All of our children who are living within lost identity need a global awakening of consciousness to know that we are love. And this is so important that we legislate for this right now and demonstrate it. The power of unconditional love is limitless, but needs to be unveiled from the darkness that has covered it. Son, limitless grace is about to be unleashed in the coming season that will transform the earth as the poverty-stricken old DIY systems are exposed and replaced by lavish, abundant grace. The scandal of religious poverty will be contrasted by limitless grace inspired by the unconditional love of who we are. The veils of deception that have kept us hidden from our children need to be removed by the rising and shining of the sons of God. We must illuminate the truth and bring enlightenment. The frequency of the true love of enlightenment will resonate to create this awakening to love through our sons who know their true identity and purpose. Son, live loved, love living and live loving, as this is the true rest that creativity flows from. Son, come walk with me. We walked into the court of kings and I saw many sons sit in producing legislation for the next age. They were very active, excited by their newly found identity as kings, and were writing scrolls with laws and legislative decrees. Father said, Son, you are mandated to produce a law that will authorize the Joshua generation to operate in limitless grace. So I sat at the bench, began to write with my mind, my heart, the law of limitless grace. The law of limitless grace, context of that law. The seasons of greater grace, grace upon grace, manifold grace are to increase to limitless grace. Permissions of the law, you're authorized to scandalize the limitations of religion by revealing the excesses of lavish, limitless grace. You're authorized to expose the poverty-stricken DIY systems of man with demonstrations of limitless grace. You're authorized to demonstrate unconditional love expressed through limitless grace and mercy to those who control the global cabals. You're authorized to challenge religious and political spirit deception that has kept the children of God in spiritual poverty. You're authorized to use the shifting and shaking of the global control systems to expose the lies of the DIY, do-it-yourself, tree delusion. You're authorized to reveal the limitless truth of the message of the restoration of all things agenda, of the next age outpouring of unconditional love. You're authorized to demonstrate forgiveness on an unprecedented scale for reconciliation between the most divided to take place. And it's so important that we bridge those divides with reconciliation. You're authorized to challenge and break the cycles of division, competition, conflict and tribalism through the limitless grace of loving kindness, which is true new covenant love in action. You're authorized to take the restoration of all things message and agenda into the mainstream religious institutions to reveal limitless grace and unconditional love. That's going to be a challenge. You're authorized to seek out the fallen beings in all dimensions of space and time proactively and passionately to turn them from darkness to light with limitless grace. You're authorized to express the light of sonship to all of creation and answer its groaning for freedom with limitless grace demonstrations. The jurisdiction for this law? The whole of creation. The results and consequences of the law? Extreme opposition and even more extreme overcoming grace. Fallen angelic and dimensional beings returning in ever-increasing numbers. The collapse of global control systems in the face of limitless grace bombardments. The preparation for the next stage of never-ending mercy. Father said, Son, this law is the foundational governing document for restoration government groups to empower the restoration of all things mission. 12th of August. Son, focus your attention on legislating limitless grace. Having received this law, you receive that law, you have it imparted in you, you get it written into the scroll of heaven associated with your life and the jurisdiction that it's given. So I went to the cradle of life and began to brood over limitless grace. With the law of limitless grace in my heart, I'm empowered, in other words. I engaged the Father's heart in that creative garden and began to resonate with that frequency that drew limitless, the angel, the being of limitless, who infused me with greater insight and empowerment, which was, again, an awesome encounter. My whole being began to vibrate rhythmically to the cadence of limitlessness, and my thoughts began to form into a song. Now, I'm not a singer. Well, I can sing, but I'm not a musician, and I'm not a composer of songs. So it felt like I am the song. The song of limitless grace that I now was released into the chamber of destiny behind the waterfall and became amplified. My voice became like the sound of many waters. This frequency crossed the event horizon of the chamber of creation, pulsating with living thought energy, and the quantum lumens began to dance creatively. My energized thoughts became declarations that were living light grace that began to stream into the physical realm to form the reality of limitless grace consciousness. I then began to sing the song as legislative decrees. And here were my legislative decrees. I call for demonstrations of limitless grace to manifest that will expose all limitations of religion. I call for limitless grace to be lavishly expressed on the worst of the global cabals to reveal unconditional love. I call for limitless grace to scandalize religion's need for payback and to expose the commodification of Jesus, the cross, the work, money, and time. I call for limitless grace to be poured out in excess upon those who are totally undeserving from man's judgment perspective. I call for limitless grace to challenge the religious and political spirit deception that has kept the children of God in spiritual poverty. I call for limitless grace in the light of the shifting and shaking of global control systems to expose the lies of the do-it-yourself delusion. I call for limitless grace to reveal the limitless truth of the message of the restoration of all things agenda of the next age outpouring of unconditional love. I call for limitless grace to release and demonstrate forgiveness on an unprecedented scale, so reconciliation between the most divided will take place. I call for limitless grace to challenge and break the cycles of division, competition, conflict, and tribalism through the loving kindness of true new covenant love in action. I call for limitless grace to unveil the restoration of all things message and agenda into the mainstream religious institutions to reveal limitless grace and unconditional love. I call for limitless grace to seek out the fallen beings in all dimensions of space and time to open their hearts to the possibility that they can be restored from darkness to light. I call for limitless grace to be expressed through the light of sonship to all of creation, to answer its groaning for freedom with limitless grace demonstrations. My declarations were alive. I saw the quantum lumens collapsing wave functions into reality throughout creation as that quantum moment stretched out before me. And this was one of those things where I was seeing into what will be, and being moved by what I saw. I felt overwhelming joy explode within me, a celebration of the pure bliss of the limitless grace of unconditional love. Father said, "Son, let limited grace, unlimited grace, fill your mind. An unconditional love fill your heart as an oracle of the Father's heart and desire for the restoration of all things." And then we went into a restoration government engagement on the 12th of August 2020. And when we ascended, I went back to the court of the councils of the Fathers, and we were all standing in the circle within the circle of the 24 elders and the 24 cloud of witnesses, who each had flaming torches of different colored fire. The Father was standing in the middle of us as a consuming fire, as if in the midst of a pool or lake of fire. The fire was all around us, and we started to breathe it in, each taking a deep breath. It was purifying us deep in our beings, and we kept breathing that fire in. I saw the Father had all of our destiny scrolls in his hand. The scrolls were burning. It was as if we were clothed in a scroll of our life. There's a difference between the scroll of destiny, which was what we agreed to before the foundation of the world and is continually being updated by the Father, and the scroll of our life, which is what we've done, how we've lived in that realm of sonship. And it was like a cloak, or we were clothed in it, put it that way. And then I saw the flames come from the Father's eyes, and it began to purify our scrolls. And again, a very awesome encounter. And I felt the fire. I felt being in the fire. Fire is nothing to be afraid of. It's purifying and refining. But it can be quite intense, and it can be pretty hot. The wood, hay, and straw that were on our scrolls burnt up, and the gold, silver, and precious stones were gleaming and shining brightly. I felt the pleasure of the Father's heart towards each of us as our scrolls were reset and all that was consumed was gone. There was no past or regret. Our lives were recalibrated, and our scrolls of destiny and our scroll of our life were now able to be comparable. There was so much pleasure and delight radiating from the Father, as we are the treasure of his heart. We were each given a flaming torch of different coloured flame, and the fire came from our mouths and from our eyes. And in this same encounter, I saw the earth, and as we engaged this, I entered into its core, feeling that the earth was disturbed and groaning because it was associated with hell, Hades, Tartarus, and the punishment of the underworld, unfairly so, from its perspective. These are figuratively things we talk about under the earth. So I went into Tartarus. I'd been there before and saw the 200 watching angels who fell in the days of Noah, the great titans who were chained up awaiting judgment. But then I was reminded that we have the authority to judge angels. And I believe we were given the fire as a sign of that authority towards the titans. I felt that our frequency as sons had reached them and that there was hope. This is going to require a lot of potential work, I guess, because these are pretty challenging beings, let's say. I felt compassion for them, but also just knew that the earth could not be fully restored if they remain imprisoned there. I felt that the white angels that Justin saw, and there were white angels that were seen in a vision coming out of the middle of the earth, were those titans, and that we will be able to engage with them again in the future. I felt that our frequency as sons had reached them and that there was hope. And as we declared that we are here for you to the earth, there was a shift in the core and a change of frequency, and hope was released. Father said this, "Son, this is the greatest task and challenge you have faced. You will need to be prepared. Enoch came and began to infuse me with knowledge about the Titans and how the earth was infected by the Nephilim before the flood. Enoch opened his heart to me and took me back on the timeline to see when every thought and intention of their hearts was wicked continually. I was overwhelmed by sadness and yet still filled with hope. I felt how the earth felt to be polluted by evil, and how and why they reaped the consequences as creation released the waters from the earth's core above and below to cleanse the earth. The earth felt violated by what happened, as recorded in Genesis 6, and the connection it had with mankind was damaged by those events. Genesis 6:1. Now it came about, when men began to multiply on the face of the land, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, whomever they chose. Then the Lord said, and this is significant, because of what happened, God responded to limit things. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, because he is also flesh. Nevertheless, his days shall be 120 years. Verse 4, the Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterwards, and the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. And you could say they were the demigods, or the, in mythology, the gods, whereas the watcher angels were the titans. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And eventually, if you read the book of Enoch, all of mankind, other than Noah and his family, were destroyed by that evil. And it was rampant in terms of what was going on the earth, unrestrained. So I felt what the elementals felt, their shame of being involved in the devastation of the earth. But also I felt that everything the Father intended for a relationship between the sons of God is going to be restored. Even the thought of such restoration brought joy to my heart, and I saw and felt what Enoch was feeling as he showed me those events. I saw the rainbow of the new covenant of one new man in Christ, restoring hope to creation with the promise of restoration and no future destruction. I felt that the sons of God would be the fire to purify the earth and restore it, as we were living flames of love. So that it's love's fire which is going to purify the earth. It is carrying the heart of God, the oracles of the Father's heart for creation, the passion for creation, the burning desire for creation, the intense joy over creation, the deep compassion, the overwhelming love, the desire for union and blessing that the Father has towards creation. I went to the cradle of life in the garden of the Father's heart, began to brood over what I saw, my heart filled with love and compassion for the earth and creation. In a quanta moment, I saw one possible future stretch out before me, where I saw all our frequency aligned to the Father's heart, creating a sound that would echo in the chamber of destiny behind the waterfall, be amplified as the sound of many waters, to excite and activate the quantum lumens in the chamber of creation to form the reality we are in union and oneness over. And it's so important that we're in union and oneness over. Otherwise, we won't have a one mind. If we're divided, double-minded, triple-minded, whatever, we won't be able to choose a reality, because creation won't respond and the light beings won't respond to double-mindedness, which is so important that we operate with one heart, one mind, one purpose to fulfill the purposes and desires of the Father. I saw the future where the quantum wave function collapses and the restoration of the earth becomes reality as the living light beings of grace dance to the rhythm of our song of hope. I was then back with Enoch, who was smiling, and he tenderly said to us, will you accept your quest to engage the earth for its freedom from corruption? Now, these are obviously quite intense experiences. I believe that God is wanting groups of people all over the earth to come together with one heart, one mind, one purpose, collaborate with the Father, know his heart, and begin to function in oneness and unity to bring blessing to creation, to bless and restore creation from its bondage to corruption into the freedom of the glory of our sonship. Therefore, I want to draw those people together. I want to encourage people to come together all over the earth to begin to reflect the reality of our sonship, to really begin to increase and accelerate the outpouring of the age to come into this age, and that we were seeing drips and drips and drips being poured out from the age to come as forerunner experiences of that age, of that next age of restoration, full restoration. But we need to see it ushered in. We need to see it brought in. Therefore, we need to legislate for it. And I believe God is wanting to raise up groups of people all over the earth with this mandate, with this passion for restoration, who will carry the oracles of his heart, be an oracle, be able to operate within the cloud of mystery, within the cradle of life, and this process of creating reality by brooding with intimacy with the Father's heart, cardiogenosis at a turbocharged level. This is really what it is. This is not just an embrace and a hug which brings knowledge. This is an infusion of the Father's heart. This is a union of the Father's heart. This is a coming together in oneness with the Father's heart. And it takes and requires pursuit and desire and a willingness to abandon and surrender everything to the cause of the Father's heart, to embrace his desire, to let his desire become our desire, to let his desires motivate us, cause us to move with his passion, burning desire, and the oracles of his heart for creation. So I want to encourage you to engage the oracles of his heart, to allow him to reveal his heart to you, the deep heartfelt desire he has for the restoration of all things of creation. So we're going to go into an encounter, and again, I just want to encourage you to come to that place of rest. Just begin to close your eyes, begin to rest and relax. Just begin to think about love, think about joy, think about peace. Realize that reality of who God is, as I am, and love. I am that I am, and I am his love. I am love, and love is I am. Just hear these words spoken from the Father directly into your heart. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. Just be embraced by that love. Let the frequency of love go around you and in you and through you, that you'll be filled with love. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be. 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 Be filled with joy. Overwhelmed. Submerged in joy. Let joy fill your heart. Let that frequency of joy resonate within you. The oracles of his heart, let him reveal the depths of his heart towards creation, his passion for creation. Just let the Father reveal his burning desire as an oracle of his heart. Give you his burning desire. Just feel it, sense it, receive it. Let it consume and motivate you. His intense joy. When he looks at creation, when he looks at you, his intense joy, what he feels, the intense joy he has towards creation, let it be your motivation. Let him cause you to feel what he feels. Deep compassion. Feel his deep compassion for creation, for you. Let it motivate you so you can be moved with his passion, burning desire, intense joy, but deep compassion for the restoration of all things, for the restoration of creation, the restoration of fallen beings, the restoration of fallen dimensions. Be moved by that deep compassion. Let that frequency resonate within your heart. Overwhelming love. A love that cannot be separated from. A love which wins. A love which overcomes, a love which is overwhelming all obstacles, all hindrances. Let that frequency of love fill you, that you may come into oneness, into union, into wholeness, spirit, soul, body. Oneness with the Father's heart, one with creation, one in union with the elemental, the elements, carrying that desire for oneness, reconciliation, to be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing. Carrying the oracles of the Father's heart as an oracle, let it penetrate deep, deep within and become your motivation and desire, that you can live loved, love living, live loving, and rest. Live in the rest of immortality. Live in the rest of immortality, embracing your sonship. Just rest in the Father. Allow the Father to continue to communicate his heart, that you would feel the intense oracles and become an oracle as a son of the living God, carrying the message of the restoration of all things. Just wait and rest in his presence.